live on your radio, homemade. It's happening right now. There's no elaborate post-production, unless, of course, you're listening to a no, it's all here live. And I'm really excited to have these guys in, having just heard their sound check. I'm even more excited. Jim Sable and David Meyer playing together. We'll talk about with them about their influences in music throughout the remainder of the hour. But let's just get started right away. Big Snow, Big Thaw. Big Snow, Big Thaw at the Saturday Light Brigade, BSBT. Are you calling yourselves that in short? Yeah.
Sometimes.
On occasion.
On occasion, Big Big.
Big Big. That works, mm-hmm. Too. That was terrific. Where'd that song come from?
Jim wrote that one.
That was my song, and it was one of those experiences where it seems like I kind of just blacked out for about 30 minutes, and it came to, and that was already written.
Isn't that something?
Itself,
when,
so.
When that happens,
yeah.
John Hartford wrote "Gentle on My Mind" kind of in that same way. Somewhere he talks about the length of time it took for him to write it, and it was very short. And Jim's the guy playing banjo. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. I know you raised in Erie,
Pennsylvania. Yep, and I came to Pittsburgh for school, University of Pittsburgh, and left for a little while after I graduated, for about close to a year, and then came back, and that's when I met David.
How did and it's Jim Sable, by the way. How did the banjo find you, or how did you find it?
I'm kind of an instrument nerd, if you will, and when I find something that really piques my interest or my ear, I'm motivated to learn how to play it. So banjo is one of those instruments that's kind of just really kind of grabbed me, and just kind of pursued it, and I'm really glad I did.
And playing clawhammer is, I think, the less often way of playing banjo. If you look at the, generally more people pick than than play clawhammer. And is that something? Did you see somebody playing that way?
Yeah. Well, I when I first started playing, I was teaching myself, and I bought a book and started the three finger style, and it was okay. I enjoyed it, and then I went on YouTube and found some. There's tons of people trying to teach you everything on YouTube. So I found a video, several videos of this one gentleman, down from South Carolina. And he, once I saw him doing it, it kind of was like a lightning bolt to the head.
Do you remember his name?
I don't actually, no.
Somebody may know, but there's a lot. It's amazing how many great videos there are.
Yeah.
Even not intended to be educational, that you can just watch and learn from. The other voice you hear is playing guitar right now is David Meyer, and David's been here before on his own, playing some of his own acoustic blues, and somehow channeling somebody about 80 years older than him as he plays them.
Yeah, near death.
Yeah. Well, we just learned how to cheat death in the last song.
Yes,
it's true.
So it all works. This is, you guys sound great together. I mean, you sound like a couple. There's all these legendary brother duets, and you're singing beautifully together. Is this new for you, David, to play with just one other guy?
Yeah, it is. It is, and it's been a new challenge musically for me to share the writing process with Jim.
I'll bet, yeah.
It has, because I've played in a number of bands, and the bands have played songs written by different individual members, but with Jim and me, we definitely bring ideas before they're kind of materialized or concretized into a whole song, and we bring the other guy into the process a little bit quicker than I've done in the past. And I tell Jim, I remark with some regularity that I'm a temperamental like songwriter guy,
yeah,
and kind of moody. I'm kind of a bit of a, yeah. Anyway,
you should see the grin on Jim's face as David says this.
But Jim has been just the best musical partner to kind of make me grow in that way and be a little less temperamental and a little bit more open and cooperative.
Well, it is, I don't know if people consider how intimate that relationship is, let alone if it's a duo. You're exposing a lot of yourself when you bring song ideas out. And there's also that question of, is it ready or not to share? Is it ready to
Absolutely.
Share or not?
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a lot of patience and, some growth. Let's listen to another song. When you come back, we'll talk a little bit about playing out and where folks can hear you. If you're just joining us, David Meyer is playing guitar and Jim Sable is playing banjo. Big snow, big thaw. We'll find some of the etymology behind that too, although it's relatively clear, I think. Here they are once again at SLB.
I saw
Just sending out a Facebook note that people should be tuning you in if they're not already, and forgive me as I was doing that and listening, and but the reason I'm bringing it up is I wrote, tune in to hear Big Snow Big Thaw, amazing brother, like old time slash bluegrass slash newgrass, and I'm trying to think of how to define you. And it's really hard, you know.
We've had this conversation.
You know, I heard, you know, I'm starting to hear a little bit of Bela Fleck. I'm starting to hear a little bit of John Cowan. You know, I'm still hearing these old-timey brother type things, too. You both sing so well, and your voices match. You guys are really a match made in hillbilly heaven.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
You do know the Tex Ritter song, I hope. Okay, there was
Every time I listen, I learn new artists.
Okay, Tex Ritter, John Ritter's dad, Tex Ritter, seriously.
Okay.
There's a song that was a big hit for him called Hillbilly Heaven. I don't want to put you in heaven yet.
Yeah.
I dreamed I was in Hillbilly Heaven. I'll see if I can find it and play it a little later.
Yeah,
so
like that.
Where can folks hear you, since you're not in heaven, but here, where can folks hear you play out? Anything coming up?
Yeah, we have we've got three shows booked right now, and hope to add to that. We put our name out there with kind of a Pittsburgh music promoter, and we put our name in the hat, or whatever that idiom is, for the Sahara Smith show, and she's an artist from Wimberley, Texas, and beautiful voice, great songs, and we're opening for her at Club Cafe on Thursday, February 3rd. And
tickets are available.
Yeah. Contact Jim or me, and we'll hook you up with a ticket there. $8.
limited tickets are still available.
That's true. See, they're selling out very quickly.
Yeah. Thank you, Larry, for clarifying. And then we're going to play later in February at the Thunderbird Cafe, another Thursday, the 24th. And then we've got a Saturday performance in Garfield at the Garfield Artworks. That's going to be Saturday, March 5th. All these are put on our calendar at the MySpace. .com, Big Snow, Big Thaw.
Facebook. We're on Facebook. And hopefully we'll have some songs up on Bandcamp. We have two demos right now, bigsnowbigthaw.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. And we'll have more up there very, very soon.
Yeah, we've been working with Justin Keckley on those. And they sound really, really
fantastic.
Hope to add more for people
here. Oh, I did hear one of those the other day. Actually, I forgot. Justin, if he's is he allowed to do that? He played me a little bit of it.
I guess so.
If he's not allowed to do it, he didn't really do it. But it sounded really good.
Thank you.
The name. Who, where, what, why?
Jim.
That was me. And band names are always such a point of contention and so hard to decide upon. Mm-hmm. And I think it was about sometime last year, probably around when we got all that snow, the name kind of stuck in my head, Big Snow, Big Thaw. And I brought it up to David at a practice session thinking, we might as well start talking about this because it's going to take forever to decide upon. And I said, David, I have this idea. Big Snow, Big Thaw. And he kind of sat there for a while, and I could tell the gears were turning in his head. And he said,
"Yeah,
I love it."
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Absolutely. And, you know, runner-up was the Blushing Beards.
Blushing Beards.
That wasn't really a runner-up.
No.
Coming up with band names is so much fun. And when Jim shared Big Snow Big Thaw with me, it really just clicked. It clicked into a groove in my brain and my soul real fast. So, yeah.
Likewise.
It works. It's a good name. And it is, I mean, first of all, any radio program called the Saturday Light Brigade is not going to get too, you know, I mean, that's a name too, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing, as you know, we look very hard for new and interesting and stuff that we typically haven't played. And it's amazing that there is a little prejudice, you know, as you hear the name of a band. Mm-hmm. You kind of wonder, is this right or isn't it? And the album art, and I feel terrible saying this, but my gut judgment based on album art and band name is about 95% accurate. I always still listen, but I'm I can't tell you why, and I'm not necessarily proud of that because I think I should be blind to it. But you just, you know, the Soaring Winos is probably not going to be an act. Well, they might.
Is that a real band?
No, I just made it up. I got it. I take it.
Yeah.
First.
Okay. You got dibs on that one. Yeah.
No, it's just amazing. You do kind of just have this gut feeling. I think it's true. If you go to the library, you look at books, and you just
there's
sort
a book
of think,
cover,
yeah, definitely. This is, and you're not supposed to do that, but I guess we all do a little.
Yeah.
You could tell us the psychology behind all this.
Okay. No. I didn't take that class.
If you're just joining us, David Meyer, Jim Sable, Big Snow, Big Thaw. Was that another original, the one you just did?
Correct.
Yep.
Yes.
And are you generally doing all originals as you play?
Our set list is pretty much all originals. We do two covers maybe.
Yeah. Jim's got a fantastic knowledge of music in Pittsburgh, of great bands, great songs, great songwriting in Pittsburgh. We do a cover of a song called Lake Erie by the band Boca Chica that we really love to perform.
Really fell in love with that song.
But other than that, we're performing original songs and just trying to add to the list.
Mm-hmm. No one's yelled play Rocky Top or anything like that yet.
No. We haven't had any requests of that nature.
That's good. Yeah. I think that's a good thing. Jim on banjo, by the way, and David on guitar. And why don't we get to another one? What would you like to do next?
Okay.
This one's called Knowing the Cost.
Mm-hmm. Knowing the Cost. And what was the song before called?
O Jewels.
O Jewels. So Knowing the Cost is coming up. It's 20 minutes before noon at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Ready?
Try. as I ain't. Except calling you mine is a thing more than fine, a coveted phrase. Oh, at nights when things shine, at least when my head blows, I can conjure the price, but I must think twice, it's the cost I must know.
That's a good song. Who brought that idea to the table? Is that you, David?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I not just because you were singing it, but it sounds like something that would come out of your brain.
David's signature lyrics. Beautiful lyrics.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's good. Gorgeous. Big Snow, Big Thaw is the name of the group. You guys are really just terrific. It's really, I'm... There's a lot of thoughts going through my head now. Jim, I did want to ask you a little bit about your video project with bands. I know a little bit about it, but not enough to speak to it. But if you'd like, we have, I think you've got two or three more songs in your set list.
We can do two or three.
But I'd love to hear more.
Sure. I co-run a Pittsburgh-based music blog called Draw Us Lines with my co-owner, co-worker, Blake Watkiss. And we focus on the Pittsburgh music scene, but also national independent bands, indie music of all types and genres. But recently we got into we've kind of produced this idea that we call the Echo Chamber, where we feature right now local bands playing in interesting locations, kind of stripped down sets, kind of reminiscent of takeaway shows, black cab sessions, things of that nature that other websites and people have kind of developed over the years. And with the help of Todd Capelt and Justin Keckley, we've had some really great success. We've captured L'Ohio in a living room in Regent Square, actually my living room. And we did a Christmas video with Boca Chica that was in my apartment as well. It's hard in the winter. There's not – you can't really play outside.
The lines that you've drawn are basically around your house or apartment.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And we plan to venture outside of that with this next one. And we're hoping to do a shoot in the next couple of weeks with New Shouts, which is another great local band, hopefully somewhere in the Children's Museum.
Excellent. And I was gonna, that's Corey's group, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And it would be fun. Do you guys want to come in and listen? You can. Do you want to? We'll open up the door for you. Just come on in. You can sit down. There's some kids that are outside. Don't be afraid of the banjo. It's your friend. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's let me I'm just going to turn on your microphone for a second just because I'm curious what your name is. What's your name?
Liza.
Hi. How old are you?
8.
And what brings you here to the museum today? Is it a birthday party, or are you just here to play for
just
fun?
Just here to play for fun.
Well, I'm glad. Do you play a musical instrument?
Yeah.
What do you play?
The piano.
Well, so you must like music, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be fun. Who's this? What's your name? Come on a little closer to the green microphone. What's your name?
Anna Faith.
Hi. And are you two sisters?
Yes.
I thought so, because you kind of look alike. And do you play an instrument?
Mm-mm.
Do you like music?
Yeah.
Do you like to dance?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can dance to the kind of music these guys play. Anna Faze, who's this right here?
Sam.
What's your name?
Sam.
Hi, Sam. How old are you?
3.
It's nice to meet you. You must like music, too. Do you like to sing? Who's behind you there? Whose lap are you sitting on or near? Who's that?
My mom.
And it's nice to be here today. Is your whole family here today? Do you have anybody else with you today?
Chip and Caleb.
There's two other people.
Our dog, wow. Chip, and his older brother, Caleb.
How nice. Now, is Chip here?
No.
Visiting the museum? I didn't
no.
think so. Is Caleb here?
No.
Is Caleb?
He's home with Dad.
Well, it's nice that you four are here. Are you ready to hear some music?
Yeah.
Let's hear some music together. This group is called Big Snow, Big Thaw. And what are you going to play next?
The song is called Dam Allegheny.
Okay. There's an Allegheny Dam. And there's the mean old Allegheny, too.
Yep.
Wasn't that nice? What do you think?
Great. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love how you all sing together.
Thank you.
This sounds so great.
Thank you.
The banjo is great.
Thank you.
Guitar.
Where are you all from?
My ears hurt.
Your ears hurt a little. where are you all from?
Working,
are you from Kentucky?
I'm from Kentucky, but we all live in Swickley.
How nice. Well, isn't that ironic?
Where in Kentucky?
I actually was raised in a town called Anchorage, east of Louisville.
Okay. I'm from the south, closer to Bowling Green.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
neat. Yeah, and one of our staff people, I forget Liz's hometown. Is it Louisville? I think. Liz Adams is from Kentucky as well. I got a pencil for each of you. And also a temporary tattoo.
Ooh,
we don't have permanent tattoos here yet. And you're welcome to stay, but thank you for being here. We're glad.
Thank you, guys.
Are you on iTunes?
We're working up to it.
Not yet.
If you go to our website, we've linked to a place where some of their music is posted, and I think possibly even downloadable for free.
Oh, well, we'll have to do that as soon as we get home.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Florida has a pool.
Big snow, big thaw.
And
thanks guys. I'm glad you enjoyed them. And how about that? It's nice to have a Kentucky contingent.
Yeah.
Especially given David's heritage here. We do have time for one more.
Great.
We've got about 3-4 minutes of radio time left here. And
okay.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Larry.
I hope you'll come. I'd like you to come back.
Oh, just absolutely. Anytime.
Terrific to have you here. So once again, we have David Meyer, Jim Sable, Big Snow, Big Thaw. David's tuning because he cares.
More than you know.
This song is called Martha. This is written by David.
Not little Martha. Yeah. Not Martha, my dear. Just Martha.
Just Martha.
Martha?
Martha? With a question mark, yeah. Martha?
Sit down at this counter, and I'll buy you an orange crush. We'll see if that there whirlets are still safe. When Martha, 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 soup. Martha, I am in love with you. Is it only holds so much, but you reach into it twice, and it just seems. What I can't abide is a poverty of sleep, because darling, I'm a hero in my dreams. And Martha,
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 oh Martha,
Martha,
soon.
Pocket watch, you know, babe, it needs wound, 'cause otherwise you're never due to leave. Well, then you're headed nowhere, or any way I found. So how's we summon Mercury the fiend? When Martha, about a marriage is you don't know if or not the hand with which you fed is getting bit. But if you be my wife, and if our brood be wolves or fox, oh, I swear to you all my courage, love, and wit.
Thanks to Big Snow, Big Thaw. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.